All About Quiz. Hello everyone, Debbie here.
And I'm Tim. Welcome to our All About series.
We're your friendly guides to all things about Korea.
So stay with us today and test your knowledge of Korea.
Test your knowledge of Korea? Wait, test? Do we have an exam today?
Haha, there's no exam. Today, we are going to have fun talking about Korea while having a pop quiz.
A pop quiz?
Hmm.
All right, that sounds more fun than an exam, I guess.
Hmm.
By the way, how many quiz questions are there?
There will be 5 quiz questions on geography, K-pop, travel, economics, and common misconceptions.
Wow, geography, K-pop, travel, economics, and common misconceptions. Will the questions be difficult?
Nope, they will be fun and easy. What's more, it's multiple choice.
Nice. Okay, then, let's begin. 5 things about Korea you have to know. So, what's our first topic?
All about geography.
Geography. Okay, give me the question.
Here you go. How many provinces are there in South Korea? Choice A, 9. Choice B, 20. Choice C, 30. Okay, time's up. What's your answer, everyone? How about you, Debbie?
I think it's A, 9 provinces.
Ding dong ding. How did you know?
Well, I thought 20 or 30 provinces sounded like too many. So that's why I thought it must be A, 9 provinces. By the way, can you tell us what those 9 provinces are?
Sure. 경상남도, 전라북도, 충청북도, 강원도, 경상북도, 제주도, 전라남도, 충청남도, and 경기도. But you don't need to remember all 9 of those.
Yes, just remember that Korea has 9 provinces. Okay, what's the next category?
All about K-pop.
K-pop? That's a piece of cake. I was born even before K-pop existed in Korea.
Okay, I'm going to give you the names of 5 famous groups. Name the one that is not an actual group. Listeners, if you already know K-pop, this is very easy question. If not, it can be very hard. Don't feel bad if you don't know the answer. Okay, are you ready?
Okay.
Choice A, 2 p.m. Choice B, Girls' Generation. Choice C, Big Bang. And choice D, Big Ben.
Can you say that one more time again, please?
Choice A, 2 p.m. Choice B, Girls' Generation. Choice C, Big Bang. And choice D, Big Ben. Okay, time is up. Have you all made your choice?
Yes, I have.
Your answer is?
Choice D, Big Ben.
Correct.
Now, I know there's a group called Big Bang, but there is no group called Big Ben. They sound close, though.
I wonder if the listeners got it. Haha.
Okay, what's the next category?
All about travel.
Travel? What's the question, Tim?
What is the capital of Korea? Choice A, Jeju-do. Choice B, 경기도. Choice C, Seoul. Choice D, Busan. Okay, time's up. The answer is?
Choice C, Seoul. Seoul is the capital of Korea.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm 100% sure it's Seoul.
Ding dong ding. I guess that was too easy for you. But for those who don't know about Korea, it could be tough.
By the way, Tim, why don't we give a brief explanation about those 4 cities?
That's a good idea.
First, let's talk about Jeju-do. Jeju Island is the biggest island in Korea, and it is famous for its beautiful nature. And I didn't know this, but it is also the most popular honeymoon destination for Korean newlywed couples.
Honeymoon. Second, Busan. Busan is located in the southernmost area of Korea. It's famous for fresh seafood and sightseeing.
That's right. And third is Gyeonggi-do. It's famous for its historic relics since it was the capital of the Silla dynasty for about 1,000 years.
And lastly, Seoul is the number one destination for tourists because of its many shopping areas.
Okay, Tim. I've scored 3 out of 3 so far. These questions need to be more challenging. So what's the next category?
It's all about the Korean economy.
Ooh, economy. Okay, this might be too challenging for me now. Okay, what's your question?
Korea has shown rapid economic growth since the 1960s. How much bigger in terms of gross national income, GNI, has the Korean economy become since the 1960s? Choice A, 10 times bigger. Choice B, 50 times bigger. Choice C, 100 times bigger. Choice D, 200 times bigger.
I need some time to think about this. This is really hard. Okay, I'd like to phone a friend.
Welcome to Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Okay, Debbie, who would you like to call?
A Korean friend of mine.
Okay, let's call him up.
Hello?
Hey, Jun, it's me, Debbie. I'd like to ask you something about Korea's economic growth. How much bigger in terms of gross national income, GNI, has the Korean economy grown since the 1960s?
The GNI of Korea in 1962 was $87 US, and now it is over $20,000 US. That's all I know. By the way, the...
Oh no, time's up. Debbie, which answer will you choose?
The GNI of Korea in 1960s was around $100 US, and today it's over $20,000 US. So 20,000 divided by 100.
Okay, time's up. The final answer is...
Okay, 200. 200 times bigger. The answer is choice D, 200 times bigger.
You are correct. The answer is D, 200 times bigger. The gross national income of Korea in 1962 was $87 US. Today, it's more than $20,000 US. You are right.
Yay! Thank you, June. I've scored 4 out of 4 so far, and only one last question remains. Okay, Tim, what's the last category? By the way, Tim, can you please go back to your natural voice?
Well, here's our last question, all about misconception about Korea.
A misconception about Korea?
Yes, misconception. Anyway, here is our last question. Is South Korea safe to travel to or to live in? Please simply answer by choosing between yes or no.
Okay, well, since the ceasefire treaty in 1953, the two governments have existed on independent terms. And what's more, the South Korean government continues to give aid to the North, and North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-il, seems quite happy to keep his family power. Also, North Korea and South Korea are two very different countries in terms of government, way of life, and its foreign policy. So my answer is yes, South Korea is safe to travel to or to live in.
Ding dong dang. That's right. Okay, how did everyone do?
Perfect. 5 out of 5.
Haha. Very good job, Debbie. You've just become an expert on Korea. Well, that's all for today's lesson.
All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. And Tim, thank you for those questions. See you next time.
Bye for now. 여러분, 그럼 안녕.